Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
I need a story that takes me back to my childhood. Maybe something involving Robin Williams, Jumanji. No, wait, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Well, hello.
That was pretty good.
Let's try my best, Robin Williams.
That was a good old British lady.
I am John here with Jamie, and I was trying to do the Mrs. Doubtfire.
In case you're not familiar, it's a movie from the 90s where Robin Williams played a man who, in order to spend more time with his kids, changed his appearance to be an old British lady that was the maid at their house, which, as I describe it, sounds really creepy.
Could you imagine if we actually had a person pretending to do that? Like, how much time in jail would they get?
A lot. Yeah. Sally Field, you know, she was a reasonable mom. I think she...
Did you see the movie?
I did. She was not
reasonable. She was not reasonable.
At all. And this story also is not reasonable, but it falls very much in line with what actually happens in Mrs. Doubtfire. So why don't you get us rolling? This comes from Omar, emailed us about this. So
yeah, thank you so much. And if you would like to recommend a case, please do truecrimecast@gmail.com. Tonight's story is going to be awesome. It's a scam, so I know that's one of your favorites, but it is awesome. It's a bizarre scam where a man allegedly disguised himself as his dead mother for years, just so he could keep collecting her pension. So did this really happen? Jamie, tell me more.
Yeah, we're going to northern Italy in a small town of Borgo Vorgilo near Mantua, which I'm sure I missed all of that up. I'm very sorry. Anyway, northern Italy. This man, 56-year-old, who was an unemployed former nurse, is accused of impersonating his deceased mom. He used makeup, wigs, wore woman's clothes, and even had a walking stick, pretending to be her when he would go to public offices to collect his pension.
He allegedly... Do they not have the direct deposit in Italy? Like, what?
Right? I feel like...
Why would he need to do this?
He went
too
far.
This is not 1932.
He would have gotten away with it if he had done it digitally.
Like, my God. All right.
He allegedly got away with £53,000, which is about $60,000 in survivors' pension payments and income tied to their family assets.
According to the local media there, the scheme began after the death of his mother. And yeah, her name was Grisilia. I mean, that's about as close
solid
as I'm going to get.
Yeah.
She reportedly died in 2022, but instead of reporting her death to authorities or burying her, the man allegedly concealed the body of his mother in his own home. And then he began his impersonation. When interacting with town hall or registry office staff, he adopted an elderly woman's presentation, wearing a wig, skirt, blouse, makeup, jewelry, painted nails, even the cane to help her walk. So he occasionally visited in person to collect payments or to renew identity paperwork for his mother for those 3 years. So the pension checks kept rolling in and income from the mother's estate and properties as well.
Yeah. So he has hidden his mother's body, which I think is an important part here. It's not just that he's pretending to be her. He's concealing her death, or at least trying to completely. This all started to fall apart last month in November of 2025, when he appeared at the local registry office to renew his mother's identity card. That's when an alert clerk noticed something that just seemed off. The hands didn't look like old lady hands. The neck didn't look like an old lady neck. It was almost like Little Red Riding Hood figuring out the wolf was not his grandma, or was not her grandma. Like, what big teeth you have. The wrinkles didn't match, so... They also, as they began asking questions, this alleged woman had a driver's license problem. This individual arrived by a car, but the woman supposedly didn't have a license. So even if this was his mother, she got there illegally operating a vehicle.
Well, I'd like to tell you that was the end of it, but it gets worse. So he was trying to talk in a falsetto voice, which is like when you're trying to talk. I can't even do it. Yeah. When you're trying it's to really talk high. Really high.
It's really high.
But his natural deep voice would slip through occasionally, and that was a red flag for sure. So the registry staff compared the man standing before them with the old ID photo, and the differences were just night and day. So they alerted local authorities, and their suspicions were confirmed when police was granted access to the man's residence there in a room of the house reportedly concealed in the laundry area. Investigators found the mummified remains of his mother, Gisela. Her death had never been reported, and her son had continued to collect her pension and manage her estate.
So
that there is the craziest thing I've heard in a long time.
It's pretty insane. The investigation's ongoing, but it looks like he's going to be charged with multiple charges, including fraud, impersonation, concealment of a corpse, and likely identity theft and fraud as well, trying to steal the identity of his deceased mother. And it is going to be referred to in the media as the Mrs. Doubtfire scandal because he dressed up like an old European lady. So that's kind of what he looked like. And you can see the images online. He actually did a pretty good job looking like her.
He looked like an old woman.
As much as he possibly could. So no trial has taken place yet. No sentence has come forth. These are all accusations. So just imagine I said allegedly a lot.
Guilty until proven innocent. At least that's how that would sound in America.
Yeah.
Also in America, he could have voted as her and him.
That's so. Right. Yeah, it's a lot going on, but the investigation will continue and we'll keep you updated. Thought this was just wild enough. It's almost like somebody came up with this crime just to have a true crime to go.
Yeah, and for that, we say thank you, but especially thank you to Omar who found it and sent it our way.
Yep, we really appreciate you. It's been a fascinating crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.